The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I got this email. This guy said, I was at the gym today and I had a Dave and Chuck experience. He's referring to what happened last week when I walked in on Chuck in the bathroom.
Oh, wow. That's not good. A random person at the gym, huh?
Yeah, he said, I'm changing from work and I decided I needed to take a dump. So I'm sitting down.
It's no good.
Wouldn't you guess it? I forgot to lock the door. Someone comes in. I sprang up just like Chuck did.
Because
I think that is the reaction, Chuck. I do. Like at first, I was
just
really
too far
angry
away
for springing up. But I think most people would just do the same thing on instinct, try to get the door closed.
Well, I guess if you're going towards the door, that makes sense.
Well,
spring up.
Like, hey,
expect it to be thrown.
But if somebody's
like
opening a door on you, then it's like. He said the thing is, after that, we were the only two guys in the gym together. For the next half an hour.
You have to leave.
I also forgot my headphones. Talk about an uncomfortable session.
Jeez. So horrible.
A lot of eye contact on the elliptical.
Jeez. That guy's seen your dong,
bad.
And now you're working out together, and it's it's weird.
And, like, they were going, you know, poop.
Yeah, that is a factor. Lisa.
So, that's horrible.
They were going poop.
I don't know why I'm like, I don't want to say this.
And they were going poop.
That's bad.
And like, let's not kid ourselves. The other guy was going in there to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's going into his dog.
They were both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gonna poop.
Double deucers. The old double deucers.
This guy listens to us in St. Paul, Minnesota. He said, I've been listening to you guys for years. Moved here back in 2014. Thank you all for being who you are and bringing the smile to my face on the worst of days. I hope our paths cross sometime in the future. Penis and balls.
Where is he?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh. Hmm.
Well, hopefully
is he from here?
Anybody? We'll walk into him. We'll walk into him in the bathroom one day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That happens. It happens a lot.
I felt like I was having a stroke there for a second.
You recovered.
You did. You brought it back on.
If you didn't recover, I would have been like, uh-oh.
We got to call
somebody. We got to go to break. James had a stroke. Sometime we might get...
Walking at him in the bathroom. The joke's not going to hit now. It's not the whole time. Spit it out. About like the kid in Billy Madison. Today, Junior.
Yeah. Someone said, I've walked in on three people crapping in a stall in my life. None of them stood, just very awkward. Chuck Love.
That's a high percentage.
I feel like a stall is almost like a different, like with a stall, I probably could have just kicked my leg out and closed it right onto Dave's face.
A
stall has a lock.
They have a lock, number one, but also... You kind of like look. You look under.
The stall stuff.
You can see a little bit.
There's some
bit
that you.
Sometimes.
I'm too tall. I can't see under stall unless I look like from a far distance. Yeah, but I'm not getting down on my knees to look. Then I'm like a pervert.
Then you look like a pervert.
I'm gonna look a pervert. Anyone in there?
Careful.
I always
see
look
face
for the feet.
Down there, just like
hey.
What's
always
going on?
You gotta look for the feet.
No.
I'm pooping.
How do you not look for the feet? Am I the only one?
I
don't look for feet.
I do the thing where I'm like, I push a little bit and I'm like, oh God.
Like a test push?
It's not really moving. If a door seems like it's already closed, I don't even bother.
I'm the same, dude.
No, yeah. There's, no,
I'm going
but
to the bathroom
a lot of the times they will just swing closed and they're not. No one's in them.
You just give it a little test.
And
push.
I do. I give it you the know, lightest like, little. And then sometimes I realize it's not really. I'm like, oh boy, I got to push it harder than that.
Right. And I'm. Yeah, you don't want to startle the person in there.
No, I don't.
Hear some extra plops.
Sometimes, really though, you can kind of see through that little crack.
Yeah,
I see an eye look at me through the crack. What? I don't prefer that either.
Me too. Yeah,
I've never had that happen.
Yeah, that is the worst to make eye contact.
Yeah, it's like dinosaur eyes looking at you. You're
hey,
like,
bud, I'm in
that's
here.
That's too big of a crack.
That's why anytime I hear somebody big. Walking in and I just take my phone and I put Candy Crush right up over my face so that way nobody can see anybody's eyes.
Someone said I was in Whole Foods taking a dump in a stall. A woman bust the door open on me and was like, I'm so sorry. When the stall next to me opened, she went in. We were sitting in silence for a moment, and then she said to me, it's cool, man. Everybody poops.
Oh, nice to, ladies.
Well,
nice
to acknowledge it. Can't we just move on at that point?
Can we talk about how they were in the same bathroom?
Well, they might be two girls.
Does Whole Foods I didn't know Whole Foods had a system like that. I didn't even know. Well,
like a unisex
bathroom or anything.
She's a foul mouthed lady. She said she was taking her in a stall. I just assumed it was a guy.
Yeah. Mm.
But when you're sitting, you don't acknowledge anything.
Right. You don't have to comment on it.
The only time I feel like this can kind of happen, like I was, at a restaurant or whatever, and it was like everyone had their own bathroom. Like you walked in there and it's like everyone had a door that closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I'm in like my own little room. And as if you forgot there, that's how I could see it happening. Mm-hmm. Like there was no way to check feet. It's a full door. Like it's a full closed.
Right. Yeah, I've had that happen. I had an old lady walk in on me.
At the airport.
And because it didn't lock right, it was just
that's
weird.
What I mean.
And
or sometimes you, like I tell you, when I got walked in on here, I swear that I did the exact same thing I do every single time. I've taken 1,000 dumps at this joint.
Mm. Okay.
And I, saying, I'm a professional.
Right.
I closed it and flicked with my finger as I closed it and flick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it was not locked.
Yeah, it didn't work. And the old lady came in and I jumped up because it was kind of far away. And I was like, someone's on it.
You did the jump up.
And then she blamed me. Make sure that door is locked.
Dumb bitch.
I was like, really? Okay.
You're a goddamn bitch in there, huh? You filthy bitch.
Are you in there doing what you're supposed to be doing in there?
You're probably doing drugs.
How dare you?
I have my tall boots on, my high boots, and I'm like, she's like, you whore with your high boots.
Oh, God, pretty woman in there, huh?
Woman,
he wanted me to see you whore.
There's a harlot in there.
She went for a gentleman caller. There's a hunter in there. I'm not him, lady. I'm not your John that you're waiting on. Unlocked door, yeah. Convenient. I'm in stall 3. Come and see me.
I'd like to report a hussy.
Yeah. A floozy in the bathroom.
And I had to eat dinner near her the rest of the evening.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God. This is horrible.
Okay, so this guy can share your pain. He said, I'm at a breakfast restaurant. The bathroom was right off the restaurant. Just had a doorknob. There was no lock. Well, I'm in there pooping. Someone walks in. All of a sudden, I'm pooping, and everyone in the restaurant is looking at me.
No! That's
a lock?
That's the worst.
It is uncomfortable to see somebody cutting their steak while you're taking a beef. And make direct eye contact. Is that good?
Hey.
Does that taste good?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just waiting for that person to close the door that just...
That's a fail by the restaurant.
Oh, my God, for sure.
When your customers, people eating can see someone pooping and you don't have a lock.
Nightmare. This guy said that he's seen a tall dude look over the stall to see if someone was in there.
That's not appropriate.
He said, damn you, Dave. I would never look over a stall.
Can't look over the stall. If you can't look under, you can't look over.
I can see. I've been able to see over some stalls, right?
Yeah.
But I would never look in to go, hey, you done? About done? I don't know what I'd do if I honestly saw a pair of eyes looking up while I was like,
honestly.
I mean, I need more therapy.
I feel the same way about that crack. I feel the exact same way about the people doing the
I don't really look in though, but
I mean, I know what you're saying. You can be like, oh, I see clothing.
Exactly.
Right? You know, that's like a pattern that doesn't make sense. And then you're like, okay, well, I know something's going on in there. So.
Yeah. But there's a high anxiety with bathrooms and even, especially at restaurants. And if you've never been there and figuring out like which one to go to.
Well, like that guy who's like, oh, the thing had no lock. It was probably one of those I think they're the dumbest locking systems of all time. The one where you would just push the handle in. Like you push the doorknob in.
Oh, like you twist it and push it.
Push it and it would lock.
Right.
And I'm always like, that ain't.
No, that's never going to handle.
That's
not going to hold.
No.
I don't like the little switch one that's like, doesn't ever seem.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like the ones
we
have in those bathrooms over there. That's, I feel like, a flawed design.
This guy said just yesterday in Salem, there was a line of porta potties. He picked a random one. Well, there was a lady in there. She screamed at me so hard, I slammed the door and I yelled, Jesus, effing lock the thing. I don't want to see that. But she screamed like I was coming in there with her.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
Gosh. People get a lot of words out in these situations.
Yeah. They do.
Because I'd just be like, woo! And that's what I'd say.
You say more than you think, trust me.
This guy said, lived in Germany for a year. The one question everyone always asked me was, why do Americans have cracks in the bathroom stalls?
Yeah, they don't have.
The rest of the world doesn't. No,
yeah,
they
don't.
Like it's, they call them water closets, right? Because it's literally like a door.
It's a room. You get your own room. You get your own room. And I think that that's genius.
It is.
Yeah. I was like, this is the way it should be everywhere.
I know, but Americans are banging too many people there. They got to...
It's drugs. Oh, we're doing drugs. We're banging.
Blowing people. And,
you know,
they started doing
stuff.
That at the airport, right? It's a little bit more
private,
but.
Now, the other thing they do in Europe, though, is just, it's like just a bathroom.
Yeah, and anyone can go in there.
Like,
any male, female.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're next to me. Good luck.
Because you have your own room, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But.
Yeah, they're just, which is actually more convenient. Like, you ever been to a place, there's seven women waiting to get into a bathroom, and then a guy's room, there's no one in?
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense to have it open to anyone. I was just at a place the other day, and like, it took me a second, because it was like a breakfast joint. One of those things where you're like, what?
Which one is the men or women's?
I hate those.
It was like, eggs. Like,
really?
Eggs, is that, because I didn't see the other one yet. I'm like... My eggs?
They get so fancy with it.
But the other one said sausage. I'm like, oh, I'm sausage.
Yeah, you gotta go sausage. Okay.
But I hadn't seen sausage yet. I'm like, am I eggs?
What is eggs?
That is made sense after, but at first I'm like, just put men and
I've
women.
I've seen like fancy letters that you can't tell which one's the M or the W, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
You gotta really study it.
I can't.
Some terrible places would be like, that's like a lobster.
Yeah, right. They make you like do like a guessing
Why
game.
Do they do that?
That one is like a like this one. Oh, it's a clam.
This one's a hyena, and this one's the moon.
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Hyena or moon?
I think you're hyena.
I guess I'll go hyena. Hyena's the ladies. Hyena's the ladies.
There was a bathroom in Chicago in a restaurant like that, and I stood out, waited and waited for someone so I could get the clue as to which.
Oh,
like,
you know, that's hilarious.
What. I just waited so long.
Wait to see if a guy or a girl comes out.
I'm like, okay, I can go in there.
You had to like do some intel.
I did.
Like nothing should.
No,
like,
I know. I was so mad.
No,
just make it simple for people, you guys. Eggs and bacon. Come on.
Am I eggs?
As long as it's toast. What is toast?
You're toast, man.
No. Toast.
You're not toast.
Screaming women in there.
Yeah. Ah, bearded man. He didn't know toast was ladies. Arrest him.
Yeah, exactly, man. He does.
I'm a
cop.
He didn't know toast was ladies.
You're telling me you didn't know toast was ladies?
I didn't know toast was ladies.
You're a real perv.
How could you know?
You're a real perv.
I'm not.
Just admit it.
I swear to God, I'm not.
Let me help.
Don't hit me anymore. I didn't know toast was ladies.
That was me with a crab and lobster. I'm like,
you couldn't tell that cream cheese was guys?
Cream cheese is guys. I didn't know.
Toast is ladies. Cream cheese is guys.
I didn't tell you that. I didn't know. Don't hit me anymore. Please.
Likely story, pal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no. My story, when I walked into a women's bathroom and peed, luckily it was of ours there, but it was crab and lobster.
Yeah.
Apparently that's lobster's male and crab's female. I thought
you gotta,
crab was
if you're
male.
Gonna do it, you gotta do clam.
No, I idea.
I get, you're right. They should have done Clam Man.
Somebody would have complained.
At least it was your friend in there.
Yeah, thank God it was.
Yeah,
because I peed right next to her. She's sitting and peeing, and I'm standing and peeing in the next stall.
That's so weird.
Oh, man. And then when I come out, she's washing her hands. I'm like, oh, my God.
Red face.
Thank God it's you. It's still embarrassing.
Yes. I walked into a women's restroom once in the same kind of situation where you couldn't tell which was which. And I walked in there, and nobody was in there. But I was like, the fear I felt for even stepping one toe on a tile inside the ladies' restroom was incredible.
One of the Star Wars premieres that we all went to, we were all standing sort of huddled, you know, outside. I think we had seen it already, but like there was another showing like after us.
Yeah.
And we're all standing there, and when no one was really around, this guy who was like dressed like in a suit, he walked as confidently as you could right into the women's washroom. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And it just worked out for him. It just worked out for him that day.
There was no women.
It was all Star Wars.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Al, so you saw it.
I was right there with you, and he was just as confident when he walked out of that.
Wasn't that insane?
Yes.
So he had no idea?
No clue. He just went right, and I mean, and that didn't have a lobster or any toast on it.
He was in a suit at a Star Wars thing?
He was, like, dressed up. I remember him. I feel like he was dressed up.
That's weird, too.
We'd have to go to some of these fancier
type
cities.
Did he work there?
I don't know what he did.
If he worked there, he should know which bathroom.
No, he definitely didn't work there.
It was a fancy city.
You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe it was a break. He was a Star Wars fan.
And he just was like, I'm going
to go back to the office.
But I mean, just the confidence that he walked in. He had like a saunter. To him. Like almost a pimp walk.
Yeah, like a bit of a pimp walk.
He was like, yeah, just got a tux on going into a ladies restroom.
I mean, he was in there for a while and he strutted on out.
We stopped at this like gas station. We were in the Rockies about a month ago, and they had one bathroom in this gas station. I had to go, and there's like a woman waiting outside, and I thought, okay, we're just taking turns. But the bathroom didn't have a lock. It was unisex, right? But it had a urinal and a stall.
Hmm.
So I stood to the, you know, I walked in, I'm using the urinal. I'm like, oh God, anyone could just, like a woman could walk right in here.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, that's great. There's no lock on the door.
That's a bad setup. Yeah, that's not.
Well, so, and where was this?
In the Rockies. Like when we were, it was like in the middle of nowhere.
So they just assume like, hey, I'm just, yeah, I'm a girl. I'm just not going to look at you. It's okay. Because, you know, I mean, I get
it. You had a urinal.
I know, but I mean.
And a woman walks in?
Yeah, but if I'm at a urinal, you're not going to, trust me, you're not going to see
it. Still, I don't want to be anywhere around that.
Of course not.
Yeah. My dick's out.
Right? Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. There was a restroom I was in, and I walked in, and there was just a like toilet in there, and then the sink, and a dude walked in right behind me and was there with me, and I'm like, well, we got a situation here, bud.
There was no lock?
There was like a line to get in, and it was just like a regular door that would close or whatever, and the dude walked in with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't going to go that way.
Yeah, it's not the kind. Well, so he just assumed, and we're both going to walk in.
I think we both thought it was going to be like,
more to it.
Yeah, there'd be like stalls and urinals and all kinds of stuff.
But yeah.
One stall and one urinal is a crazy setup.
Mm-hmm. One quick call here. Voice changing technology. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
Balls and penis.
Penis to you. You got confused once.
So I was more than confused. So I was subbing as a coach, and I had to drive on the highway to a place I had never been. Couldn't find a bathroom. I finally got there in an unknown place. I walked to the back. I saw the men's room sign. I turned right, followed the sign, went into the bathroom, and it was really bad. Painted the walls. And as I was coming out, there was a young girl standing there when I went to wash up, and she looked at me with disgust, and I said, one of us is in the wrong place, and she looked at me and said, it's you, and then I realized, leaving, that there was a second men's room sign that I had missed, so I was the one that was in the wrong.
And you pooped.
Oh, my, yeah.
Oh. You got it everywhere.
Destroyed the place. And the worst was, throughout the day, I came face to face with this
that
girl.
Little girl.
All I could do was put my finger up to my lips and go,
oh, God, don't do that. That makes it even creepier.
Why would you do
now
that?
Now you're a creepy pooper.
People don't know how to handle it.
That's why he's voice changing.
That's right out of a horror movie.
Yep.
The creepy shush.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you can't do it. If you do something like that, like if Stella was the girl, she'd make you pay for that the whole time. She'd stare at you like.
I figured Stella just stab a
well,
guy.
Well, he'd be dead by now. But
just be careful, you guys.
Yeah.
Double check, knock, do what you got
to
do.
Ask if you need to. They're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
What is toast?
What is toast?
Yes. Am I cream cheese or toast?
That's the smart.
None of us wants to seem dumb, though, right?
No,
like,
right.
That's what
no,
it is.
That's
none
it.
Of us wants to seem dumb.
No, I'll never ask. I'll
that's
just
why
stand
I was
there
like, am I eggs?
Am I eggs?
And then we get right on the sex offenders list.
I didn't want to be dumb. Out of here, you
perv.
Do you know the problem when I waited for to see which bathroom was which is that there was other people doing the same thing. We were
so
all
you're
standing
all, like,
there,
rolling like, the dice.
Yeah, we were trying to figure it out. We're like, yeah, "You're gonna go in."
I guess at that point, you guys could all talk amongst yourselves and just decide. Yeah. We're like, "Squiggly line, we're gonna go with guys. Guys, go in there." Three lines. Yep. We'll go here. It's chicks.
It is funny. You won't ask. Like, you know, people will be like. Oh my God, the choice of the century. Like,
someone having to
you
ask
which one's the men's
room, right?
You feel
stupid, right?
You're like, yeah. It's toast.
Yeah, like they're going to judge. Like, right. What, how do you not know that, you idiot?
What's the matter with you? You didn't know toast is dudes?
I'm like, you're here too. You're standing.
Jeez.
With me.
Yeah. Hey, restaurants, just make it clear.
Yeah.
Make it clear.
It's like they want to have the fanciest bathroom.
Nope.
Like, they all want to have the fanciest bathroom. And that's fine. Like, if I open the clearly marked M and I'm like, whoa, this is nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is
clearly
cool.
Not a fancy M.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It's like the most plain, basic M.
Yeah.
Bam.
I like it just to say man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, right man. Now.
We don't need, like, green onions and Brussels sprouts.
Right.
You know? Brussels sprouts? Is that balls? What is that?
I don't know. The other one's green onions.
Jesus.
Confusing. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another day, another angry fast food customer. Some psycho in a semi-truck showed up at a KFC drive-thru in Memphis. They got his order wrong.
Oh, one of the most dangerous KFCs of them all, a Memphis KFC. Yep.
Memphis KFC.
Yep.
He goes back. He walks up to the window now. He demands a refund. They give him his money back. Problem solved.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
No. As he's leaving the parking lot, he decided to do a drive-by shooting. As he's driving off, he fired several shots into the restaurant while people were chowing down on their finger-licking goodness.
Oh my God. So he didn't care who he killed.
Yeah. One bullet shattered a window. A few more made it through the outside wall. Thankfully, no one was hurt. I think this news report does have a little bit of the footage here as they got a shot of his face.
Karen.com alert desk.
This is crazy here. So police do say the man fired gunshots into a KFC, a crowded restaurant there, because his order was wrong. Take a look. This was Saturday over at the KFC on Winchester Road in Memphis. In a second, you'll see surveillance video that shows the man who went back to the window for a refund after his order was wrong. Take a look at his face there.
I'd be so
sad
if
he fires shots into the restaurant as he drives off in that semi-truck. The bullets apparently shattered a side window at the restaurant and went through several walls. Thankfully, no customers or employees were hit by that gunfire. But obviously, a very scary situation simply because the suspect's order was not correct. So those images just coming into the newsroom here, we'll post them shortly on our website. Head over to WK.
The way this year's been, if somebody shot a piece of KFC chicken out of my hand, I'd hunt them down like an old West bounty hunter.
Yep.
I'd watch the chicken hit the ground in slow-mo, and I'd be like,
I didn't want it to end this way.
It was 2020.
Exactly. Now I got work to do.
Yeah.
Got to find a gunman.
Because we're armed to the teeth.
Yep.
We're at our wit's end. Right. And that guy was hangry.
Yeah, and he was hangry.
Triple whammy.
Crazy.
I wonder how he got his food in the first place, because he was driving a semi-truck.
I think they let those guys walk up
they
now,
do,
right?
Okay, some places they do. You're right.
Yeah.
They do it at a lot of drive-thrus now just because of the pandemic.
Yeah. So do you have to stand first by the speaker and just get in line with
Probably.
Cars?
I think so. Because I always see like dudes just standing at the window like
yeah.
at the end of the drive-thru or whatever, and I'm always just like, what is about to happen here?
I did it on foot at a Wendy's. With but my kids.
Were there people in the drive-thru?
Yeah.
So you ordered at the speaker?
Ordered at the speaker, walked up.
I always thought it had to register you like the weight of a car to...
That's a lie.
It is a lie, okay.
I wonder if it's like a beam or something.
I think it's a beam.
Yeah.
Or just they have a little camera and they watch?
That.
Yeah, I always see like a truck driver dude at the end at McDonald's by my house. He's just sitting there waiting on his food at the second window.
Listen, I'm all for our truck drivers, and they need to get their food. I get that. But I don't know if I've been waiting for 10 minutes, and if they just walk up to the window, if I'd be cool with that either.
Well, like I know the dangerous aspect of people walking up to the window, because I had a legit crackhead walk up to the window when I worked at Arby's when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most frightening experiences of my life. Just really stuck with me.
How'd you shoe them?
They had locks on the thing, and I was like, no. Because she had a shirt that was open on the side, and she had like real droopy boobs.
Yeah.
And like, I was just like, this is not ideal.
Mm-mm. Lock.
Yeah, I was like, it's not an ideal
what
situation.
What was that droopy boob crackhead looking for?
She was like kind of mumbling something, and obviously then I was like, I don't really... I think she wanted just me to give her some sandwiches or something, honestly. Yeah. I didn't investigate much. I was like, I am not qualified for this. I was like, I just deep fried some plastic lids.
I got to make sure no one finds out about that.
Yeah. My goodness. It was scary. But yeah, the windows there are scary, especially now with people armed.
It's hard to screw up just a fried chicken bucket.
Yeah, it really is. It's pretty. It seems like it'd be simple. To get it right.
The only way to get it wrong, I guess, is if he got some kind of sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a sandwich, or he like wanted like more legs or something.
So my kids tried that sandwich, so they're testing it out, I guess, the new, like the KFC sandwich to compete with the Popeye sandwich.
What was their review? Did they try the Popeye one or just
They tried the Popeye one too.
Okay.
And they prefer that over this new like KFC. Because it's supposed to take just like more KFC flavor.
Yeah.
And a big juicy chicken breast.
Right. Right.
And they weren't too impressed by it.
Yeah, but are they as attached to that?
They're not KFC as attached flavor? To the KFC brand. They're more attached to the Popeyes brand.
Right. See, because I think that I would love it just because that's some of my favorite herbs and spices.
Yeah.
That's a dynamite blend of herbs and spices.
You know? I mean, but it's because I had it so much when I was a kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
There may be one herb that Andy and James prefer more, but outside of that...
That's true.
I enjoy that way more than I enjoy any of the Colonel spices.
But if they ever put that herb in KFC chicken, then God help me. Because I'm totally in the ER.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? What happened to me?
I don't know, man. What happened to you?
You tried the 12th secret herb.
There was a 12th herb. You tried it. You smoked it. And now you're here, man.
There was a 12th herb. You got so hungry.
I ate more chicken and then I woke up here.
You're right. Maybe if you have a big, if you already have an affinity for KFC, you'd prefer this one because it has a KFC flavor.
I wonder.
They didn't.
I like Popeye's chicken,
too. Popeye's is better.
Yeah, Popeye's is better.
Something's cooking at Popeye's.
I've actually never had it, so
it's pretty good.
It's good.
It's got spicy. That Louisiana, like spice.
Yeah. It's just a big ass titty. Like they got it. They got it figured out, right? It's not a thin little patty. It's good.
It's a big ass titty.
Yeah, that's to do their commercials. That's a big ass titty.
I became that internet
love
meme.
Them titties at Popeyes.
Yeah,
when the guy's totally shocked. I was like,
you kind of did.
I did.
Okay. Not one, but two instances today
of what's up their friggin' butts.
It's time to play.
What's up their friggin' butts?
Well, it's up there.
What?
Now with more stuff.
What the hell is
that? More butts. Now with double the butts. Okay, so there's two, as I said. The first one, smuggler caught with something in his backside after customs officers spotted an unusual walk.
Oh, he couldn't handle it.
At an airport in India.
It hurts. It hurts.
A man was traveling on a Go Air flight from Dubai the Kannur airport. Had hidden something inside his own body. He was walking quite awkwardly, and that's what got him flagged for a check.
Are you walking like a duckling?
I am not.
You are. Take a big step.
I am not.
Take a big step.
I can't take a big step.
Take a big step.
My groin.
Do it. I think you've got... Oh, see, don't do it.
Oh, no.
You've got something up your friggin' butt. You're right.
It's gold bars.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm just gonna go
I
gold.
Always go gold every single time
it's gold.
India.
It's
I figured
India.
You would, and you're correct.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put a dollar figure on it.
Ooh.
How much gold? I want the
gold's
weight and
a lot.
The price.
Weight? I don't know.
Weight and price.
I don't know anything about.
8 ounces.
I don't know.
8 times 2.
Yeah, a pound.
$16,000.
16,000, that's it? You think...
Is it like 8,000?
You think it's less than that?
Is it more than that?
It's, ding!
Whoa.
100,000.
Whoa, that's a lot, Luis. That's a lot of gold.
24,000.
50. 60.
Whoa.
$60,000!
60 grand?
60,000.
That's what's up
his
friggin'
how much? How much gold?
Well, no wonder he couldn't walk. No wonder he couldn't walk.
Right. Yeah, imagine that walk. Like,
oh,
I could just see
the walk. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know it. I think there's something up his friggin' butt.
Something up his friggin' butt.
No.
Do you have... What's up your friggin' butt?
You can tell me, man.
No.
There's
something must be up.
No.
Come here. Come here.
You got a gold butt.
Garbage.
No. You've got...
I am fine.
No. That is not just hemorrhoids.
Bend over.
I cannot bend. I cannot bend.
Bend over.
I cannot bend. I have a $20 million of gold in my butt.
In your friggin' butt.
In my friggin' butt. I'm too scared to say it more than once because it's so close to...
Oh, yeah.
You don't just say the other one.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that word, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like a lot of things. So, yeah, here's the picks. They like melted it down to make it more anal friendly.
Oh, no. They always do.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, that's...
My God.
It is.
That was up his friggin' butt.
That was up his friggin' butt.
Three huge dongers and a butt plug.
What I love is like they really jammed three.
That's
like
too much.
And then they're like wait, tiny little
not one. One more, please, not even one more little bit.
One little tiny.
No, that is too much. Just calm down. Here it goes. Oh God,
like,
no.
These are like 6 inches long each.
I don't know how long. Like what are we looking at?
They got greedy. Yeah, they
I can take it. I can take it. I can take it.
You want one more?
Put it in.
You want one more?
Give it. Keep giving it to
okay,
me.
Go. Bend over again.
Go. I got lots of room.
One more. Look at big.
Filled in my friggin' butt.
Okay, here we go. Bend on.
Yes, I don't even feel it.
Oh,
I don't even feel it.
I'm going to put one more then.
Yeah, put three. Get one three.
Okay.
Give me this.
Put
a little
one. 2 pounds?
Make a little one
Let's
and put it
pounds.
On.
Let's go 2 pounds.
Give it all to me.
Okay, here we go. Can you walk for me? Show me how you walk.
You know what? Walking is a little harder than I thought.
Oh, okay. You just be careful.
I should be okay.
Sure, you had a face, too. Like in pain.
I got the same face. I know the exact face.
You got a gold in your butt face. I can see
a very worried face.
So he did it to avoid paying the 18% tax.
That's what it always
he
is.
He would have had to pay if he actually declared it. But his awkward walk gave him away. But then they caught another awkward walker.
Same deal?
Same deal. And he was trafficking
gold or
3.2 pounds of gold.
I have an even bigger butt.
So the guy was probably just like, I would look in his butt first. Because he's walking very funny.
They say most people try and bring the gold by hiding it in, like, chocolate boxes or purses. Hardly many try it up their ass.
It was in my chocolate box.
I can take it.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's funny.
Ramadan. I love them melting it down and being like, we made it nice and smooth for you. Look, yeah, very nice.
The one last one is the best. I don't know about it.
So is this two guys' butts we're looking at here?
Yeah, maybe is it two?
No, this is one. This is the one guy had up his ass.
I don't see how it's possible.
It's crazy.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I took a deuce almost that big. I almost took a picture of it.
Jesus, thank God you did.
You should have.
So what was up his butt? It was 60 grand or 2 pounds worth of gold just to avoid paying duty as he went through
duty.
Extra duty on the duty. All right, so that's one. Now there's another one here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Actually
two in one.
What's up his
freaking butt?
The hell's up in there?
There's another one. This guy is in Italy.
Italy.
Totally different now.
Oh, yeah. It could be in Italy.
Viagra.
A senator.
Gets weirder.
Chico Rodriguez.
Very cool.
I'm out because I know this one.
Oh, you're out.
He tried to portray himself as an anti-corruption crusader. Well, that suffered a big blow after police found something in his ass. Chico Rodriguez, he's the Brazilian president's deputy leader in the Senate.
Cocaine.
And he was caught with something in his ass as police searched his home. The raid was part of an operation.
Is it drugs?
It's got to be drugs.
It's got to be drugs, right?
So he's not Italian. He's Brazilian.
No. Yeah.
But it was, this happened.
Did I say Italy?
You said Italy.
I'm sorry, but it was Brazil. It's Brazil.
So, oh, okay.
Nothing to do with Italy.
Okay. That threw me. Well, that's why I said the freedom.
His name threw me off, Senator.
Sorry,
the whole thing.
Yeah. He's Chico Rodriguez. He's the Brazilian deputy leader in the Senate.
What you got up in there, man?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Definitely drugs.
It is a coca.
It's not.
Oh.
It is a worse. It is a heroin.
Heroin, yeah.
It's not drugs.
Not drugs.
It is not drugs.
Well, so it's money, it's corruption, so it's a cash?
Ding!
Uh-huh.
How much?
Well, I'm not shoving just a couple bucks up there. It'd have to be 50,000 for me to shove it up there.
30,000 reais, like about 4,100 euro.
Ooh, that's not enough.
Shoved up his ass.
I wonder why he felt the need.
Yeah, why?
I guess, they were doing a search of misappropriation of public funds.
Whoa.
And apparently
that's
he had
how
some
he got
public
it out of
funds.
There, huh?
Yeah.
That's how he gets it out.
Apparently he had some public funds up his ass.
Ah. $4,100 are missing. You're never going to find it. Take off at your pants.
What?
Chase.
Oh, jeez, you found
there
me.
There it
is. You found
there
me.
There it is.
There it is.
Just the day before,
Chirotti.
He was on record saying, I don't believe there's any corruption in my government. And then they found a bunch of money up his ass.
Oh, man, too.
Yeah, it's suspect.
That's still, 30,000 reais. Like, that's a... Even though the value is only 4,100 euro, it's
yeah, like how much
$30,000 worth of
that's
their
mean,
bills.
Like, yeah. How much size is that?
That's got to be quite a bit, too. Man, these people are pushing their rectums to the limit.
Yeah. I wonder if... I don't know anything about their money, but does it come in way higher? Like, can you have, like, a $10,000 bill? You know, because three bills, that wouldn't be too bad.
One Brazilian real is about 18 cents.
Right.
US.
But, like, say, like, you know, when there was, like, francs and all that stuff, you could get, like, a bill that was, like, 1,500 francs or something.
Mm. Right.
It's hundreds.
Hundreds. That's still no joke.
No. Yeah.
That's, yeah, he had a lot up his butt. So there you go. It's a double what's up his friggin' butt whammy this morning. Wow. 60 grand worth of gold, and then 30,000. Oh, yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What is the worst thing you can say in bed? They ask people this. And I'll tell you what the number one answer is in a moment. But for you, what's the worst thing anyone's ever said to you in bed? The worst thing anyone has ever said to you in bed. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. And if you ask, you can email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Experts say the absolute worst thing you can say to someone you're in bed with is, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's a bummer to hear, isn't it?
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
And what'd you expect?
Yeah, that's the only retort.
I don't know how to do it right.
What could you say instead? Can you do it like this?
That's more positive.
Right? You put a more positive spin on it. Showing your partner what you like and how to work it in a way that's more effective, they say, than you're doing it wrong. Because people want to be empowered.
Can't say you're doing it wrong.
Like, I'm going to take you on a journey, my lady, even doing it wrong.
Dude, you're doing it wrong.
Stop.
Thank God no one's ever said that to me.
Yeah,
that would crush you as a guy.
I'd just be like, I'm going to go watch Netflix.
What am I doing wrong?
I mean, I know I'm doing it wrong.
But doing that so wrong, it's right.
They say that saying, can you do it like this, comes off more like a partnership than a complaint. And it kind of challenges their sexual abilities. If you say, can you do it like this, that'll cause insecurities that linger far beyond that one night.
I think, like, if a girl wants it a certain way, she should just say, you know what I like? You know what I like? Mm-hmm. I like this. Like, a guy wants to know.
Yeah, a dude will oblige them.
Like, you giving away your secret
She's in charge.
Of what works is, that's great. Thank you. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, if a guy has a problem with that, then they've got an issue.
Yeah.
If a woman says, you know what I like, and you take offense, then,
well, I'll never do that then.
Don't tell me what you like.
Yeah.
I'll do everything but that.
I want you to have a horrible time.
Yeah. Like, what?
So we're talking about the worst thing someone's ever said to you in bed. Someone said the worst thing they've heard. Can you smell that?
That's not a good one either.
Oh, Jesus.
Man. Oh, no.
Jesus, what is it?
Bedroom smells.
Any kind of talk of smells is no smell.
You're
good.
Hoping something over, like you're cooking something downstairs.
Right. Yeah,
something.
Like it's something unrelated to the activities.
Something's rotting in a garbage can or something.
There's like a glass of milk that was left somewhere.
What's that smell? That's crazy.
It's not coming from your body.
Anything else.
Let's hope it's not coming from your body.
Yeah. No. That's from one of my sores.
Oh, that's right.
That's my leg sore.
Oh, it's real open.
That thing gets ripe.
There's pus coming out.
Oh,
goodness. That's another thing. There's pus coming out of that.
That's a bad one, too. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
You got to go to the doctor.
No
then,
talk
I guess.
Of pus.
Yep.
Nope.
Worst thing someone said, asked if I finished.
No, of course you didn't.
you should know.
I did.
Or at least think you know. Got to be something there.
Yes, you know.
You just found it in another
room. Like, no.
Yeah, like something happened.
You should know.
You should know.
You should know.
Yeah.
It's only if you've never known.
Right. Right. It's your first rodeo.
It's only if you've never known.
If there's just
so you're talking
silence.
About like a guy asking a girl?
Yes.
Yes. I'm assuming.
I'm assuming a guy asking.
Yeah.
A guy,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a guy, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's how you know.
Pretty easy finishes.
Right.
Right. Let's move on here and go to Pat, who's with us in Boston. So, Pat, what's the worst thing someone said to you in bed?
It's pretty vulgar, but I'm not going to use that language. But basically, she said, basically, F my see you next Tuesday.
Whoa. Oh my God. Wow. You are dealing with incredible woman.
Let me say this.
That's hot, Pat.
There are some people that would be totally okay with that. Right? There are some people that would probably...
I would be shocked. I'd be shocked, but I'd...
Depends
but
who.
I'd F it.
Depends who.
I'd still keep going.
You'd F it.
Depends I'd be like, whoa, my lady, that's strong language.
Listen, if we made it to that point where I'm ready to F your C word,
right.
Then I would, I think, proceed with said act.
I know, but the thing is, I'm just trying to think of who you'd be with. That's what would be shocking. Like, if you made, you know, if you, like, took a suicide girl home...
That's not as shocking.
From the bar one night, and she said that, you'd be like, right. Okay, m'lady, of course you're going to say that.
Yeah.
But if you took the school teacher home and that was said, that's where it's shocking.
Right.
That's where it's shocking.
It's like
it depends on
who. Door type, and then she says that, and you're like, where did you even learn that? My word.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What? Talking about the worst thing someone said to you in bed. This woman said to this guy, hold on, let me move my fat.
You know, my boner's down now, so I don't think you need to.
Let me move my fat. That was sad, huh?
I never have to say it.
It was car sex. He said, and I'm a gentleman, so I waited for her to.
Yes, my lady.
Please, move your fat too. Right? Hey.
I'm going to move mine. Where are you putting yours? Where are you going to put it?
Because I got to put mine to the side. You put yours up.
I got to put mine somewhere.
All right. Now run at each other. And hope for the worst.
I'm going to rest mine on you right now. Not there. It's got away from me.
Goodness.
It always does.
My goodness.
I love car sex.
And can we have a van?
Huge man.
Come on now. Let's go to Dave, who's with us next in Dearborn Heights. Dave, worst thing that someone said to you in bed. Hi, Dave.
Dave.
Davey.
Are you even here?
Davester.
Are you in?
Dave.
Dave.
All right, we've lost Dave. I'm going to move on to Nick next. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
So, worst thing someone said to you in bed.
First, I matched this girl on Tinder, and the first time that we got into it, we had sex, she goes, while I'm inside of her, she goes, please never leave me.
Oh, my God.
First, a Tinder girl?
Please never
leave
me.
First time with a Tinder girl?
Oh, my God.
No.
Get out. Don't even finish.
You run.
Don't even finish.
Yeah, terrible.
Nick, yeah. Did you finish? Did you stay?
You finished.
What do you do?
Yeah, I was a little drunk. It took a while, but yeah.
Yeah, he finished.
Yeah, you did. Oh, I don't know. I feel like that'd be like,
well, you see it through, and then you're like, I lied about staying with you.
I may have promised you some things. Right? Promises are
not in
forfeit.
Yeah. This woman said, worst thing someone said to her. Well, I guess it's this thing, kind of. He howled. He pretended to be a wolf and howled in her face.
That's no good.
While in mission. Ow!
That's no good. That's not a good move.
Like the cookie crisp dog. Instead of cookie, he's using a different word.
Yeah.
I don't even know where you learned that.
Howled. Oh, my God. This woman said to this guy, stop eating my bits like a dog eating out of a bowl.
Oh, my God.
Holy Lord, I hope she didn't sound like that.
I'm assuming she did.
I think she did.
Stop eating my bits like a dog eating his food out of a bowl.
That's the last time I get on Plenty of Fish, I'll tell you that. You're smoking while I'm doing it. Can you stop? You're burning my name.
Move. Hey, quit moving. The ashtray on your back
on
is sliding
my knee.
Around.
You ashed on me.
Put the ashtray on your head.
Jeez. It's disrespectful.
Someone said the worst thing they ever heard. I gotta use the bathroom. Can we stop for a minute?
And we can stop for the rest of the night.
That's fine.
Unless like, you gotta pee.
No pee. I don't care.
If she's got a poop.
I don't care what it is. Honestly, if you say that I'm assuming it's
bad news.
It's an emergency.
Like, mm-hmm. and I
you know, it's like, go, like, go.
Right, right.
I'm actually not even upset. I don't know if, like, it's sexual time after that. I really don't think so.
Probably not.
But
if it's just pee.
If it's just pee, sure.
If it's just pee.
Yeah. But if she's she's dropping off a log. No.
It takes it down a notch, you know?
Oh, it does. I mean, you'd have to.
Unless.
Power wash yourself.
Hop in the shower, and I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Lots of different bedrooms. Lots of different bedrooms.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Someone was asked. You ever think about doing Kegels?
Ooh.
Oh,
that's a horrible thing to say to a lady.
Loosey goosey.
Hey, loose Lucy.
That ends that right there.
Yeah.
You ever think about widening your...
you ever think of more girth?
Yeah.
Goodness. This woman. I'm going to skip over the... that one.
I put some warnings on some of them.
Yes, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Jump
James.
Right into them.
Yes.
Warning. I'm not going to say what it even is related to. This woman said to this guy, "Bang me like a black guy."
What does that even mean?
I don't
know why we brought race into this, lady.
Thanks, lady.
Jeez. Bo's with us next. Bo, what is the worst thing someone said to you in bed?
I was dating a little tiny Brazilian girl, and right at the end there, she told me, "Give me the milk." And I absolutely recoiled, and I could not finish the deed.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. What a way to say that.
I feel like
huh?
I could get by it, though.
I mean, I will. I'll be like, here's the milk. Milkman.
Oh.
Ding dong.
And then I'll cry on the side of the bed.
Just feel like, oh, God, I called it milk.
Hope you like whole milk.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. The woman sounds like James.
It does the body good.
The woman sounds like James. God, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's got to be in there.
Well,
someone said I had someone actually point to something I have down there, which is a birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
And say in a disgusted voice, "What in God's name is that?"
It's
not ideal to hear.
Well, that's my penile birthmark.
It's my penile growth.
Do you even have to say that?
Well, yeah, I know, but
I didn't
know
you would ask. Well, I must tell you, that is my penile birthmark.
Looks like Benjamin Franklin.
Listen here, you insisted on doing it with the lights on.
What in God's name is that?
That's why I kept it.
Wow, I'm a history buff.
I love it. I put little glasses on it.
So, they say the worst thing someone can say to you in bed is, "Can you do it like this?" We disagree. We're hearing much worse.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Much worse from you guys about the worst thing that someone said to you in bed like this. Oh, my God. She was on top.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped and said, "I'm sorry. I just pooped on you."
Oh, that's the worst thing you could hear.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the heads up. I'm going to be honest with you. I knew a couple minutes before you said it. I
appreciate you telling me.
But I figured it was out. That's what I thought it was.
Can you please dismount?
Carefully. I'm sorry. I just pooped on
No.
Oh, my lady.
It is up to you.
Christian. Hi, Christian.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Worst thing someone said to you in bed.
You remind me a lot of my dad.
Ooh.
Oh, my sweet God.
And I jumped out the first floor window and ran away.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Everything there. I'm like, yeah, this is not okay. I'm like, you need help.
Yeah, no,
she's got some stuff she's got to work through there. You don't need to be there for that. Dave.
Morning, penis and balls.
Penis, worst thing someone said to you in bed.
It wasn't that. It was kind of what I did, and the poor girl's probably embarrassed. But I was in the middle of getting a J, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to grab her breast. But I ended up rubbing around, Come to find out, she grabs my hand and actually sets it on her breast, and I was actually filling up on her love handles the whole time.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You were giving her love.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You gotta isolate those boobs.
On the inner workings of his mind, he's like, I'm going to put a hand on a breast.
Yeah. I will. I'll take care of this.
That's just a side roll.
So yeah, that's her saying, that's not my breast.
Right.
Yikes. That'd be a bad thing.
It's more for her, though. Like, I understand, he said. Worse for her.
More definitely.
Worse for her.
Yeah.
Because she's like, he's fondling a love handle.
He's really going at her.
He doesn't realize that's a love handle.
He's really.
Uh-oh. Goodness.
He's doing all the tricks to it.
But that's a nice lady, right? It just simply takes the hand and places it upon her bosom.
She was very nice about it, yes.
Yeah.
Just put it right on her bosom.
Yep. Right there. That's what you do as a lady. Adam's in Tampa. Adam, worst thing you can say in bed. What was it for you?
I brought this drunk chick home from the bar one night, and she says, hey, is it in yet?
Yeah. Oh, that's, as a guy, that's got to be the worst thing you can
hear,
right?
That's the worst thing you can hear.
If we're going to break it down by sex, besides I just pooped on you a bit,
First five times was pretty bad.
You get over it?
After that, you're like, whatever. No, you're not going to know.
Oh, my goodness. Trey. Hey, Trey, good morning.
No, Trey.
Something's going on here.
Hello? Oh, no. Trey. Trey, we're losing you.
You're losing me. I'm here.
There you go.
There you go, Trey.
It wasn't coming through.
Worst thing that someone said to you in bed, Trey.
It wasn't the worst thing they said to me. It's the worst thing they said to my grandfather. And she said, hold on, I got to take off my leg because she's an amputee and she had a fake leg on.
We got that.
Yeah. So your grandfather was like, sit down, let me tell you a story about when I had sex with a double amputee.
That's exactly what happened.
You wouldn't believe what she said. She said, hold on, I've got to take...
Grandpa?
Well, she said... She sat there, and she said, let me pop my legs off real quick. And then we went at it.
And this was in World War II?
This was in World War II,
You
yes.
said it was a French whorehouse.
That's right. An old French whorehouse, and I got the last one. The rest
were
taken.
A whole battalion, huh?
Yep, I was the last in line, and the only one left was the legless one.
But you still did it. That's the moral of the story?
Absolutely. I hope you learned something, boy.
I did.
Good.
This woman said, worst thing she's heard after performing on a guy, he said, well, that felt like a can opener.
Jesus. What was she doing and why would he say that?
A lot of teeth.
A can opener.
Very teethy.
A lot of teeth.
Yep.
Sharp edges.
Yeah. Most guys just would let that slide, though, I think. Right? Like, ooh.
I think it's too toothy.
I let it slide.
But I mean, I wouldn't say it like that.
Yeah.
You got to react early.
Less teeth. I need to say that. Less teeth.
That's nicer.
That's better than can opener.
Yeah. Sure.
Someone really.
Less teeth.
Whisper. Less teeth at somebody. I don't know what you do, honestly. I don't know what you do in that scenario.
Hey, less teeth.
Let's get the teeth out of the picture.
Oh, you're really chomping it.
You like biting, huh?
You're really scraping it up. You got to stop.
You're like a rake.
Oh, God. What a dirty.
Dave, like, reads the first couple, and he's like, oh, I got one. Like, the first couple words, oh, here's one. And then it keeps going. He's like, oh, filthy whore.
Yeah. Because this guy was banging a girl, and she said, you like my hot dog breath? And she breathed on him.
I sure don't.
He said, I pushed her off and left. I still can't have a hot dog without thinking about that.
Ew,
you like my hot dog
so
breath?
Gross.
No, I don't.
What's wrong God, with this you woman? Skankatron.
No, she I died. Don't, you skankatron.
Skankatron, bruh.
Who says that?
I mean, obviously she was talking about his.
But that's not how you word that.
Lise, you never say that.
I mean,
you don't. There's no good way to word it.
No.
I don't want to know anything about your breath. As a result
of my
of
stuff.
Any of that.
Yeah.
I thought she had literally just had a day at the ball game.
No.
I believe she visited his nephews.
Nope. That was her dirty talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her like thinking that's a turn on. That's not a turn on.
She's going to be like, my lady, no.
We don't want anything to do with those things that have been down to those things.
No.
Here's some Listerine.
Oh,
take care of that.
Josh, worst thing someone said to you in bed, Josh?
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir. Preparing to peg. Oh, Lord, carefully.
Peg!
Peg!
Got it.
So I was in the Marine Corps and I was getting ready for deployment, and me and my ex-wife were going at it, and I accidentally pulled her wig off and she screamed waffles when I was about to finish.
Waffles! She just screamed waffles? Waffles!
Waffles! Yeah. What's waffles about?
That's a weird word to have on deck.
Waffles!
It's her, like, maybe it was her...
Is that her safe word?
Safe word, yeah.
Yeah, it's like her safe word?
Yeah, I don't know.
How
probably
confusing.
Has an internal...
Her wig comes off, she screams waffles.
Yeah, you don't
Can
know.
Can I still complete?
You don't know how to feel at a Waffle House after that.
When you're having dinner. Waffles!
Huh? Oh, every time.
I have a confused boner.
Yep.
Sorry about the hot dog breath, you like it?
Oh, God. I have just wiped that out of my brain.
I know.
Get rid of that
hot dog breath.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.